Now, yesterday afternoon, Treasurer Scott Morrison introduced some draft laws to Parliament, dubbed the Netflix tax. He hopes to include the usual GST of 10% on all online purchases, including e-books, downloaded songs, phone games, apps, and most notably, streaming services such as Netflix. While this brings Australia in line with many other nations, this move could potentially increase the prices of items that are already significantly more expensive when compared to the same products sold in America. To clarify what this could mean for you and your apps on your iPad, we're joined now by Sarah Ager from Choice Magazine. She's the Policy and Campaigns Advisor there. Hi, Sarah. Are you there?
Hi, Kim.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for joining the program. How would this Netflix tax affect regular consumers?
Well, as you've said, Kim, the Netflix tax is basically just an extension of the GST, the 10% GST that we already have, to cover digital products that are purchased from overseas-based stores. They're currently not covered by the GST. So in practical terms, it's things that you're downloading, music or ebooks from Amazon and streaming services based overseas, including Netflix. The impact on consumers is fairly straightforward. It will add a 10% cost to these products. Is this a bad thing? Not necessarily. Currently, the GST is applying unevenly. It's applying to Australian sellers of digital products, but not to overseas sellers, which does disadvantage the Australian stores. In this case, it probably makes sense for the taxes to apply equally. Where we'd have a concern would be if the tax, if the GST was being applied to physical products purchased online from overseas stores. So currently, anything costing less than $1,000 purchased from an overseas store is not going to attract the GST. But if you lower that threshold, which the government has been considering doing for some time, rather than just add the 10% GST, you'll add the 10% plus any processing fees. And we've seen these processing fees overseas are around $15. If those costs are passed on to consumers, then
it's
rather
make
than...
make it very expensive,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's not evening the playing field at all. But in relation to just the purely digital products, it's probably not going to have a huge impact on consumers, and it won't come in, provided the legislation passes, until July next year.
Talking about the difference between Australian charges and overseas price differentials, why is there this seeming disparity between how much things cost here and overseas?
It's very frustrating. We've done quite a lot of research into this at Choice, and we found that in relation to digital products, at least, it seems like it's more expensive here because companies can get away with it. There just aren't any other practical justifications. There aren't massively increased supply costs or store costs or delivery costs. Basically, companies know that Australians will pay, so that's why we're paying more in Australia.
So would this GST increase that we're talking about, would it increase the difference even more or of the price, or would it become incorporated into the price of the item, do you think?
It seems likely to become incorporated into the price of the items. I wouldn't expect there to be substantial processing costs attached to this proposal. So the impact on consumers should be pretty much just the 10%. As you've noted, things overseas are already cheaper generally than they are in Australia. Overseas-based products are often cheaper. So I doubt that the Netflix tax is going to massively inflate the cost of those products.
Talking about Netflix just in general, how would you assess its impact?
Its impact in Australia?
In Australia. It's come in quite recently and it seems pretty popular. How does Choice view Netflix's impact and the impact of many of these, like Stan, these distributors?
Well, one of the most interesting impacts that we've seen has been a reduction in piracy And a reduction in the frequency of piracy in Australia since these products were launched.
That's interesting. How does that work? Why is that?
Well, basically, when you provide people with the opportunity to access the content that they want to access at a reasonable price, that's what they'll do. We often hear companies say that it's not possible to compete with free, that people are only pirating because they don't want to pay anything for goods, for TV shows. But we've found that's not true. Australians spend a lot of money on digital content, and we go to the cinemas an awful lot. We pay money to watch the programs that we like. And one of the biggest issues for Australians has been simply accessing those shows without services like Netflix and the competitors that have sprung up, like Stan and Presto, even. We just didn't have a means of accessing TV within a reasonable time period without pirating.
So you don't think Scott Morrison, even if he introduces this Netflix tax, you don't think that'll actually put people off buying the products?
No, I don't think so. I doubt that the impact on the cost is going to be substantial. Further, it's about access to the content. Netflix provides a great service with access to TV shows and movies that we previously just didn't have. And in addition to that, the remaining services, the price of Stan, for instance, isn't going to change with this tax. So I doubt we'll see a flood of people dropping Netflix because of the Netflix tax.
Mm-hmm. It's just that all the talk is tax, to, you know, at the moment for different reasons. Do people go immediately, oh, it's another tax?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. But that's thank you very much. That's a great insight. Thanks, Sarah, for joining us today to talk about it.
Not a problem. Thanks, Kim.
And that was Choice Magazine's Sarah Agar discussing the Netflix tax, which the Treasurer introduced yesterday to the government.